Hi, Joan.
Hi.
It's not news, but it's been really hot out this week, and now the water is trying to kill you. There are outbreaks of sea lice and fecal coliform in several Gulf water bodies along the coast and in Lake Pontchartrain. In Pensacola, swimmers are getting rashes from something called sea lice, which are not actually lice at all, but they're actually larval jellyfish. And the little larva gets stuck under people's swimming suits, and they get really itchy, and they turn into red rashes that can last for several weeks.
Yeah, I have actually experienced that myself in North Carolina several years ago. It was very uncomfortable.
Yikes. Well, one option is to swim naked. Not so easy on busy beaches, though.
Yeah, I haven't tried that, but it could be an option, I guess. In the meantime, a recent water quality test at Fontainebleau Beach showed that fecal coliform levels are 135 times higher than is recommended for swimming. So unfortunately, that is out as an option for cooling off as well.
You might get sick if you accidentally ingest any of that water. So right. Officials have posted warning signs along the beach on the North Shore. You can't get any relief. I think the best option this 4th of July week is to sneak into a hotel pool, which is what I plan to do. But animals and insects are also reacting to the heat. You wrote an article about how animals are moving further north and they're bringing bugs and parasites with them. So what did you find?
Yeah, so scientists have documented over 4,000 species responding to climate change by shifting their ranges north to reduce the temperatures that they're experiencing on average. And one of the things that happens when they do this is they bring along their pathogens and parasites with them. So like a rat could sneak onto a boat in Central America, end up in the New Orleans port, bring parasites in, and the local rats would be vulnerable to those parasites. And so they could easily jump to local hosts. And then we've got new diseases. And it can sometimes take a long time for those diseases to be detected in the community.
But they could make their way to people eventually.
They could. And one example of that was explained to me by Dawn Wesson, who's a professor at Tulane University. She told me about Chagas disease, which is already widespread in southern United States and is the result of a bite from a kissing bug.
Sounds nice, but it isn't.
It's not nice. These bugs are associated with rats and people that sleep outside, campers, homeless, people in not very well sealed buildings. They're exposed to these insects and they get bit, and it can be deadly. The parasite that's transmitted through kissing bugs can eat away at heart tissue.
So you're kind of a bug nerd in general. You're primarily a scientist and you're visiting this summer from Florida to learn more about journalism and communications. So you went to the insectarium this week. What did you learn there?
I did. It's so cool that there's an insectarium in New Orleans. And I met with Zach Lemon, who's the curator of animal collections there. And it was pollinator week. And so appropriately, we talked about bees, wasps, flies, bats, birds, all the animals that pollinate and how important all of them are together.
Think about the whole ecosystem like a game of Jenga. When you play Jenga, you got all these blocks, and you pull one out, and the tower looks fine. And you pull one out, and the tower looks fine. And you pull out the 12th one, and the tower looks fine. And then you pull out that next one, and the whole thing falls down. And unless you know how it's all put together, and what every piece does, why not just keep all the pieces in place?
I thought that was a really nice way of explaining that biodiversity is really important, and we don't necessarily know the role of each species until we lose that species and we experience the loss of what they were contributing to the ecosystem before.
Sure. Well, what other stories have you got coming up, Joan?
Yeah, so I just spent a week doing heavy research on feral cats and what science says about their impacts on the community. So look for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joan Miners, science fellow at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
Thank you.